This Friday, the Crossroads Repertory Theater opens their production of the musical The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd, directed by Susan Montes-Bologna, with performances Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 4 in the new theater on the ISU campus in Terre Haute. I'm George Walker, and our guests are Mark Douglas Jones, who plays Sir, and Chris Layton, who plays Cocky. Chris, when Anthony Newley took on your role of Cocky, he was compared to Charlie Chaplin, Stan Laurel, and Buster Keaton. That sounds like quite a trinity to me.
Yeah, certainly. You want me to reflect on that?
Yes.
Well, yes, he was a huge fan of those performers, and you can see it in his mannerisms and his performing abilities. In particular, Charlie Chaplin. Much later down the line, he wrote a piece called Chaplin about Charlie Chaplin, but he did mention each of those names as also being part of his inspiration as a performer himself. The character is obviously a representation of the lower class of the British class system, because the character is so much of Anthony Newley. I think it really just shows Anthony Newley's life, growing up as a lower class British citizen, and just has a lot of fun. It has that Anthony Newley sound to it that is sometimes hard to get away from, but I think the music really lends itself to it, and I think that's also part of what made him so famous, aside from being such a brilliant performer and writer.
I know you've said that you have been wanting to play this role for some time. What do you particularly like about it?
Well, the music seems to be coming from a place that is just so real. It is catchy, which of course I love, and the audiences love. It was on the Billboard charts way back. As I delved more into the music and the piece and Newley's personal life, a lot of it is really coming from his personal experiences. Being a lower class citizen, always trying to get ahead, sort of his dissatisfaction in his life, always being beaten down, feeling like he needed to have a catharsis or a resolution for his own life. I think a lot of it comes out in his work, which makes for a very personal touch.
We're talking with Chris Layton and Mark Douglas Jones about the Crossroads Repertory Theater production of The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd. Mark, while critics were able to come up with a trio of forebears for the role of Cocky, they didn't seem so glib about your role as Sir.
Glib.
Now, I have a couple of possibilities. How do you like W.C. Fields,
yeah.
Citizen Kane,
oh my.
And on dark days, Idi Amin?
Oh, my. Well, Sir is dictatorial to a degree, but he doesn't send anyone to their death, thankfully. This is musical comedy, after all.
Perhaps on a lighter note, as you say, musical comedy, we should think more about Citizen Kane.
Yeah, I mean, Charles Foster Kane, bloated aristocrat who is just removed from the hoi polloi and doesn't want to deal with those people. It's a very us-them kind of feel to it. It's obvious Newley had no love loss for the upper class.
So we backed up from Idi Amin, I think, quite quickly, which we should have.
I think, you know,
Citizen Kane, possibly. What about some of the obstreperous but likable aspects of W.C. Fields?
Yeah, very lighthearted. You can tell somewhere in there is a heart, but he just doesn't let it show. It's a matter of maintaining your place, about keeping your place, about keeping order.
Does Sir have a heart?
I hope to think so, yeah. You know, you got to love the person that you're playing. And he is kind of a tough guy to love because he treats people kind of badly. But, you know, it all comes out. And I think, from my mind's eye, that it's going to be much more of a democracy, if you will, when they finally come out at the end.
Ah.
Oh, that could change in the next couple of weeks. We'll see.
We've been talking with actors Mark Douglas Jones and Chris Layton. This Friday, the Crossroads Repertory Theater opens their production of The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd, with performances Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 4 in the new theater on the ISU campus in Terre Haute. I'm George Walker.